You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Friday, and there is plenty to do this weekend, including a concert Saturday, September 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Millikan University. And Sergey joins us in studios. You were going to have the pianist in with you, but he's not feeling well today. You got to get him ready for the performance this weekend, correct?
He will be fine. I think, I mean, he just did a solo recital yesterday.
Ah.
This is one of the new things we did this time around. Sometimes guest artists come and they play in the community. They do concerts at schools, master classes. But I thought, since we have the brand new Steinway in Kirkland, that he would do a solo recital. So he did. Played for an hour for the community and for the students, and decided to take just sleep for longer.
I got it.
In preparation for tonight.
We'll tell you all about him and why you should get out to see this. Now, first of all, it's not too late to get tickets, right?
It
is Saturday night at 7:30 is the actual concert, but you're doing also your pre-concert lecture, correct?
Right.
All right. So what time does that start?
That starts at 6:30, and it's not necessarily a lecture. It's more of an informal talk where I take questions from the audience and bring them about the history of the piece, sometimes the history, how the pieces came to be, and Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue is one of them, have fascinating story behind them. And so when people hear how these pieces came to life, just the appreciation is different.
Okay, so and is Mr. Davidman going to join you in that discussion?
Correct.
Okay.
For about last 15 minutes, he'll be part of it.
All right, so that's 6:30 to 7.
Correct.
And then at 7:30 is the actual show itself.
Right.
Now, adult tickets range from $10 to $15 to $20.
Mm-hmm.
K through 12, $5.
Right.
The Kirkland box office is, here's the telephone number, 424-6318. They're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or you can buy your tickets online at kirklandfinearts.com. That is the digital space there. And the box office is also open 3 hours before each event. So if you physically want to drive there or buy your tickets at the door, there's plenty of seating.
Right, yeah. We have groups coming from all over the place for this concert. I know there's a music appreciation class coming from a local college of around 50 students. There's a marching band of around 100 who was visiting through town, decided to stay overnight and attend the concert. So it's going to be a really busy night for us. And this is the type of music that people love to hear. And my goal for every MDSO Masterworks concert is to combine what people know and then maybe something that people are not very familiar with. So something like Rhapsody in Blue. Everybody's probably humming the tune right now. Everybody hears it.
Even people who don't know it, they've heard it in an airline commercial or something, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So a piece like that, paired with, say, Pines of Rome, a piece that everybody might not know intimately. And so it's combining the popular and the educational, something that's a good tool for the Millikan students to learn, something that the professionals who play in the orchestra can be really enthused about, and something the audience can be part of it. So it's the combining five different elements of an educational process for the audience is what makes this all so fun.
All right. So what other artists will be spotlighted?
Right. So Respighi, Pines of Rome, is the Italian composer. And that's a fascinating piece. Also Rachmaninoff, theme on variations. What's the actual title? Rhapsody on the theme of Paganini, which is a virtuoso piece. And
yes.
Michael Davidman is coming to us from Philadelphia. I worked with him 2 years ago in Virginia. And when I heard him play and just the amount of power he produced out of the piano, I said, for a celebration of our new Steinway, we have to bring him to do this. And so he agreed and has been having a wonderful time here in Decatur with us.
All right. And he was chosen at a very young age, right? I mean, kind of a virtuoso, at 13.
Yeah. Started, I think, piano lessons at 3.
Yeah.
And is going to a high-end Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. This is a school for, like, the gifted. They're basically plucked out when they're in their teenage years and kind of selected for these institutions. And he has a huge, huge career ahead of him, and we're just lucky to have any association with him. So
got a grand prize and a first place award at the age of 10. To give you an idea, has played in Italy and Spain and Russia and throughout the United States. So this is somebody who has international performances under their belt. You get to see it right here Saturday night. Tickets, once again, $10, $15, or $20, depending on where you want to sit. Youth K through 12, $5. You can call 424-6318.
Box office is open 3 hours before each event. You can also buy them online at KirklandFineArts.com. How long will the show be?
Start at 7:30. I expect the first half will be about 45 minutes, okay, and a tiny break. So people, about 9 o'clock, 9:15, so hour and a half, hour 45 minutes.
Just enough to feel like you're getting a full deal, but right, not so long that, that's right, about the perfect time.
Also, we have after-concert festivities. You know, usually the audience will go out to Bijou or we'll have a champagne reception that the Guild provides after the concert. So it's much more than just music. There's also some fascinating things happening throughout their concert and during the concert for people to partake.
All right, so this is the first concert of the Millikan Decatur Symphony Orchestra 2018-2019 season. So
right,
there's plenty to come.
Right, it's a season opener. We had a fantastic Labor Day concert, and so this is our first Masterworks season opener. And, of course, the next one is in October, then Charlie Chaplin and all the other good stuff in the following year.
Sergey, keep up the great work.